Hello and welcome to Abundant Living for Moms, and it is 2020. It's a new year and it's a new decade. It's amazing. I mean, it's unbelievable how quickly time travels. Oh, time flies actually, not travels. In case you can hear all the pops in the background, that's actually the fireworks from celebrating New Year's Day. So I'm actually talking to you on the New Year's Day. It's the 1st of January 2020. And I'm just so excited about this new year. I'm very excited about the fact that it's a new decade. It is a new decade. It's a new period to look at and think about 10 years from now. What does your life look like? It might seem scary, but when you own the process, when you own the journey, it's not scary. It doesn't have to be scary. So very simply, there's some basic things that are going to happen. If you have a baby right now, in 10 years time, he or she is going to be 10. If you have a 10-year-old right now, in 10 years time, he or she is going to be 20. I think it's really exciting to look at things that way because it helps you realize that time is literally just running by, and you know, you maximize it based on how you see time, how you take action, how you set goals, and what goals mean to you. There's a saying I saw many years ago that said, a goal is just a wish if you don't have any plans whatsoever to actually achieve it. And over the last few days, what I've been doing is just, you know, reviewing the year, planning for the future, writing down my goals. So taking them away from just being in my head to writing them down and having a plan to achieve them. And I decided to teach the children about setting SMART goals. It's really easy for us to expect them to just become adults who know how to set goals and take responsibility for their lives. But imagine if from a very young age, we teach our children what it means to set goals, that they have some level of responsibility for, they're invested in, and they have a desire to see it come into reality. So SMART goals for kids is really, it's really easy to do. It just needs us as parents to be intentional about it and to plan a session or a time when we can explain to our children what it means. So some disclaimer, I am a life coach, so it might be a little bit easier for me. But for the regular parent who just wants to say, can my child get into the habit of setting goals? I don't like to call it New Year resolutions, because a resolution just says, I'm going to stop eating cake, or I'm going to start going to the gym. Those are resolutions. Those are just saying things. Anybody can say that. However, setting a SMART goal is setting something that you can control. It's setting something that is specific and measurable and attainable and realistic and time specific or time bound. So instead of just saying I'll stop eating unhealthy, you're going to say something like, I'm going to increase my intake of vegetable or fruits by 2 servings a day. You see the difference. That's very different. A child can get involved in that. A child can say, you know what, I'm going to finish my bottle of water that I take to school every day. I'm going to have a piece of fruit with my lunch every day. Those are things that you can measure. Those are things that you can take control of. And the amazing thing about our minds is, because it's very neuroplastic, it has a plasticity to it. As we do new things and learn new things and achieve new goals, it only gets stronger for us. So the more we do something, the more we attain a new achievement, the easier it is for our minds to say, hey, we can do this. We're learning a new thing. We're doing a new thing, and we're staying on this. So when a child gets used to that, gets used to the small wins, the micro moments, the easier it is when it comes to grand plans. Because, hey, if you have your son or your daughter who's been used to setting goals from 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, when they're 20, it's not so difficult when they're having conversations about what's your short-term goal, what's your medium-term plan. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I know when I used to have those questions asked of me when I was in university and even my MBA, it just felt so weird because I just was like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm headed. I don't know what I'm interested in. I hadn't necessarily figured out what my passion in life was. So it was a very tasking process to have to go through setting goals or setting SMART goals. And I was just confused. But I see the difference with my kids when I help them realize that setting goals depends on where you are today and where you think you want to be in just 6 months to 12 months. And no goal is wrong. No goal is small. No goal is inconsequential. Every goal actually has its own weight. It's how much importance you attach to a goal that makes it important or not. So if your child has goals to learn a new instrument, to play piano more regularly, to watch more TV, whatever it is. I mean, watching TV is not exactly an ideal goal, but it could be. It could be watching television, but watching educational shows. You know, it really could be anything. But the beautiful thing about setting goals and sticking to it is that it teaches you that the responsibility lies with you. And I think that's one thing we all have to learn. We cannot give the power away to anybody else. Nobody else makes us achieve our goals if we are not ready to. So if you, that's why people would sign up to join a gym and they wouldn't go anyway. You've paid to go to the gym. You have membership at the gym, but you still haven't gotten in your car. You haven't driven over there. You haven't gotten into your workout clothes and gone to the gym to actually work out, to see the difference and to stay committed to that. So it's not so much about somebody else making you do it. It's about you wanting to do it. It's about you committing to that and committing to the process in whatever way it is. So all of this is really just to say, Happy New Year. I've committed myself that I'm going to be more consistent and I'm going to do certain things on a regular basis that I've decided are important to me in this new year and new decade. And one of it is to ensure that, you know, that is one of my deliverables. So as we enter a new year, a new decade, I just want us to know that there's really nothing we can achieve. There's nothing we can do. But I want to focus on one little thing that's going to help us make a year and a decade very different. And it's the idea of micro moments. As I heard it a few weeks ago on another podcast, and I just love the idea of the micro moments. What that means is that you note every little thing, you note your little steps, your little wins, and that makes such a huge difference from looking at your goals as one big thing or looking at the areas you need to work on as big things that seem like mountains before you and you don't even know how you want to start climbing it. But the idea of micro moments is looking at the fact that bit by bit, day by day, you are actually growing. You're moving towards a direction that you should want to go in. And hello, if by any reason whatsoever you are not moving in the right direction you want, because you're paying attention to micro moments, you can make changes along the way. You can catch yourself and say, this isn't taking me in the direction I want to go. So you're not going to wait till end of the year to review your year and start to make new year resolutions or new year goals to see that you spent 365 days not doing anything to move in any which direction that you want. So the idea of micro moments is looking at one or two or three big areas in your life that you want to work on. I think it's also not very helpful to want to work on everything, you know, at the same time. So pick one or two areas and just focus on those and make those your micro moments that you celebrate and that you work on. You know, I really like using this personal example because it makes it so real for me. And that's the fact that as I've commenced into this new decade, I'm in this new decade now with children who are in their double digits, and the way I'm going to raise them, the way I'm going to spend time with them, the way I'm going to parent them is going to be very different from how I did it last decade or at the beginning of last decade. You see what I mean? Beginning of the last decade, I had a baby and a 2-year-old, and what it took from me to raise them to double digits was very different. what it's going to take for me now to raise them into their teenage years and beyond is very different, you know? So if I look at that bit by bit, the way I'm going to measure success, you know, in inverted commas, is very different from the way I did last decade. So what the micro moments mean for me now? Micro moments for me when it comes to raising double digit children who are preteens, but we're facing the teenagers, is I'm going to be making sure that they're very responsible, they're respectful, they have the right frame of mind. When they see problems, they think about solutions and how they're going to overcome them. They don't give up easily. You know, they have a sense of purpose. You know, they can take on their schoolwork and go for it in a way that they're not waiting for me or their dad to get them to do their homework, to get them to, you know, do a little bit more studying, to read a book. You know, I expect them to know that, you know, screen time is something they need to watch, and I shouldn't have to monitor them as much as I did when they were, you know, 8, 9. So those are the different things that I'm measuring. But if I don't do that shift in how I look at how I'm going to raise them, then I'm not going to be very fair to myself or to them, right? I'm not going to be able to get, you know, celebrate the wins or measure the things I should be measuring. If I'm excited that my 12-year-old is doing things a 6-year-old should be able to do, then I'm not giving her very much room to grow or to express herself or to push herself or to reach her limits, you know, or to extend herself. So I must be looking at a 12-year-old and measuring her against the things that, you know, I have poured into her that I expect her to be able to do at 12. And if for any reason that's not happening, then guess what? I need to review it and say, all right, what do we need to tweak here? I don't start lashing out at her. I don't take it out at her. I'm the one that needs to go back to the drawing board and say what needs to change. I don't know about you, but I just love this idea of micro moments. It's bite size. It's bit by bit. And then for me as a mom, oh my goodness, there's so many things that I can start doing now. Maybe I couldn't do when I was going through sleepless nights, when I was breastfeeding. That's the truth. There were things I couldn't do then that I can do now because the kids are more independent. I can probably start to bring back some more of my dreams, some more of the things that I put on hold. And listen, I'm not one of those people who lie to myself or who don't believe that life is about sacrifices. I can't do everything at the same time, at the same level of priority. And for me, when I had very young children, they were priority. They were number one. And as they start to get older, you know, they are still number one, but the amount of time I need to spend on every little bit has reduced a bit. So now that I have a little bit more time, when I'm looking at my micro moments, I suddenly have a little more time to do XYZ. It's now up to me to figure out what are those things that I want to try. It could be as simple as, you know, I want to spend more time with my friends. I can actually spend more time going out, hanging out with my friends. I can have more date night with my husband because, you know, the kids are older and I feel like I can leave them home a little bit more with somebody with a responsible adult while we go get a dinner, or I mean, we go watch a movie or go for dinner. And so moms, the whole idea is let's celebrate ourselves a bit more. Let's embrace life through micro moments, and let's agree that together there's so much more we can do when we're thinking the right way. So welcome again to 2020. Welcome to a new year. I'm so happy to be talking to you on the first of the year. Well, here in my country, it is the 1st of January 2020. But I think by now, everybody probably has crossed over. So wherever you're listening to this from, I'm wishing you a happy new year and a happy new decade. I'm wishing you so much joy and peace and you being your best. And lastly, and most importantly, may you live your most abundant life in the way that you want it to look. And if at any point it's not looking how you want it to, it's not taking the picture or the shape you want it to, hello, guess what? It's your life. You can make changes. And if you need help, then you can always reach out. It's not weakness at all ever to reach out for help. It's a sign of strength to know that, you know what, I need help in this area. I need to talk to somebody, a friend, a trusted advisor, a mentor, a coach, you know, whatever it is you need, it's out there, it's there for you. So I wish you the best year and the best decade you can have so far. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Abundant Living for Mom, Abundant Living for Moms. And you can find me on all my social media handles at Lagos Moms. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.